You know what that means? Soon we're going to be touching base with Otis at Pinhead's Graveyard. He is on the line. We'll be talking with him soon to see what kind of mischief is happening out there on this cold October night in the oldest mountains in North America. I am Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to the Halloween edition of Speaking of Strange. Before we go to Otis, however, let's talk again with Will, who has held through the break. Will, are you with us, sir? Oops. Hello, Will? Will. We are calling you. Will, are you there? Oh, looks like we lost Will. All right, well, that's okay. Will, call us back. We'll get that other poem from you. All right, now let's go straight to Otis at Pinhead's Graveyard. Otis, are you there, sir?
How you doing, buddy?
You know, it sounds like a good night for you.
Oh, man, I think Will was down here on his cell phone. We might have killed him. I'm sorry about that.
That's what we like to hear, live murder on the airwaves.
And, we've got murder, we've got ghosts, we've got clowns and screaming down here. It's really a good night. So, well, and it's Devil's Night, too, which is one of the best nights fun. It's Halloween.
It's good. Now, what is Devil's Night, Otis?
Devil's Night. I know you might know a little bit more, but I know Devil's Night in America, I guess particularly in Detroit, where everyone goes out and burns down old houses and stuff. So we're celebrating Devil's Night. I've got my gas and my fire stick down here, and we're just having a lot of fun with it tonight. So trying to set a few people on fire.
Well, you know, I'll say it again. I say it every year. I think a madman is going to slip in there and just start hacking up people with the machete. And you're not even going to know about it until there are like 30 dead people, Otis. Are you prepared to deal with this carnage?
We had a guy last weekend, and I thought about you, Joshua. We had a guy back here in the woods in a black sweatshirt. And I guess he came up to the guy that was doing our chainsaw and said, looks like there's not a whole lot of screams coming out here right now. And we kind of looked at him. He said, I think I'm going to go change that. Well, we had to kind of get rid of the guy. But I thought about you whenever it happened. I said, man, Joshua asks us about him every year, and I think it's going to happen tonight.
It's a horrible self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell us about some of the most notable incidents from this year at Pinhead's Graveyard where you scare the crap out of everybody who is foolish enough to venture onto your property.
Well, the opening weekend, we had a girl get sick to her stomach, and then we had a couple girls go to the bathroom whenever they're walking through the trail. So it was a great opening weekend for us. Funny thing just happened. We had a guy come down, and I can't do an English accent, but he said, is this how you do it in America? And I looked at him. I said, where are you from, boy? I'm from West London, and is this how you do it in America? And he was totally terrified.
Yeah, I think that we have the we definitely have the advantage on Halloween in this country. We do it up right here. I'm not sure about how the Europeans feel, but you know, you actually sent me some photos, and it looks like you've got some real paranormal activity occurring out there at Pinhead's Graveyard.
Well, I wanted to send them to you because I know you'd be the go-to guy. Last year, particularly down at my spot, we would hear stuff in the woods. You know, you hear the occasional, you know, animal go running through or acorn falling off the tree. But last year, we were hearing and seeing stuff that wasn't necessarily that. Well, this year, one of our characters was up on the upper trail right above me, and he said, someone's in the woods, someone's in the woods. And, you know, I just figured it was an animal or something. And he started taking pictures with his camera and his phone, and we got some pretty good little orbs in the photos, and I tried to blow them up, and I swear, two of them, it looks like the same kind of demon face in the pictures, and they were in different spots on the picture. So he's been coming to me. He was hearing stuff earlier tonight up on the trail. So I'm not sure. I brought the Ouija board down tonight. I figured maybe later on we might get to play a little bit after we close.
Well, you know, I must say, I'm looking right now at these pictures you sent me, and this does not just look like an orb. It looks like a creepy face. I swear it does.
Yeah, yeah. It looks almost like a demonic yeah. skull. And it was really creepy. And we have been hearing a lot more stuff down here this year than what we have normally have in years past.
Yeah, in fact, right now we have Manny and Shelley and Lauren. They're looking at this, and we're all shaking our heads. Yeah, this looks like a face, maybe
yeah.
even wearing a hat or something like that. This is one of the creepier pictures I've seen. We're going to have this thing properly analyzed because I think you may have a face of an apparition here wearing some type of a hat, and it almost has a Freddy Krueger element to it.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And what I'll do, I tried to kind of lighten them up and send them to you. I'll send you the original photos that he had, and we'd love to maybe get with you on those. Maybe try to get a little paranormal demon hunt going on down here one night.
Oh, yeah. I am all for that. You bet. Okay, so now tell us, if somebody's listening and that person has never been to Pinhead's Graveyard, what is the experience like from the time you park your car and get out? Take us through this.
It is, we are a completely outdoor haunted house. So you add in the weather and the coldness, and last weekend we had some fog rolling in after the rain came. And we're entirely out in the woods, and you park kind of in a lit parking lot, but once you walk down in here, there's really not that many lights down in here other than our lanterns and strobe lights. And you will walk through the graveyard. Probably takes about 20 minutes to go through, depending upon if you're running or if you're going slow. And it's completely outdoor haunted house, and we've got all the favorite movie characters down here: Michael Myers, Jason, Freddy Krueger. I play Otis from House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. Pinhead's here, and Leatherface. And Pinhead brings us in, and every year in Halloween, and we come in. It's like our little mini vacation. We don't want to be bothered, but people come down here and bother us, so we try to get them out of our woods.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, even the website is scary. I mean, it's freaky even to look at the website, pinheadsgraveyard.com.
We got us another one, Joshua.
Another live one, soon to be a dead one. So, what a fun job you have, my friend. So now, for those who want to come visit you, how can they find Pinhead's Graveyard this year?
Now, back on the website real quick, that screaming girl I think Dr. Satan just killed. All the photos and everything on the website is actual photos of whenever people get down here. It is what they will see. It's all of us and Freddy Krueger and Jason. So it's not a haunted house where you're going to walk through and you're going to have a guy in a tank top and a zombie mask coming out and jump boo at you. It's I've been to a lot of haunted houses, and this is one of the ones that's had the majority of all the major movie characters down here.
Yeah, I mean, but this is like a nightmare that you are providing for people, a waking nightmare.
It is. If you go, we are located behind the Waffle House on Smoky Park Highway. So if you follow Patton Avenue out towards Inca Candler, you're going to pass a Lowe's and a Wendy's. There'll be a Waffle House on your left, and you Montgomery Street is right on your left. You'll go, it's a dead-end road. You'll go across some railroad tracks, and Pinhead's Graveyard will be on the left. You just park, and you'll go walk up to the gate and down in here into the woods. There's no telling how many acres of woods are down here for us to kill people on, but it's definitely a lot.
And you are now certainly an expert. For at least 14 years, you have been scaring the pee out of people, have you not?
Yes, we have. We've had pee come out, people throwing up. We've had girls faint on us before. We've already had three or four panic attacks this year happen on us. So,
And how long is the graveyard going to be available this year?
This weekend is our biggest weekend. We're open tonight and tomorrow, of course, for Halloween. And then we're going to open up, we always say open normally one day past Halloween, so we're going to be open up through Monday night, November 1st.
All right, so this is the time. If somebody wants to go to Pinhead's Graveyard.
Get her, Dr. Tatum.
Yes! I love it. We're going to have to do a live remote there next year, I swear.
That would be great. We'll definitely have to set that one up.
Yeah. All right, so pinheadsgraveyard.com. Anything else that you want to tell people who want to try to get the information to come see you over the next 2 days here?
Yeah, go to pinheadsgraveyard.com. There's some videos out there. I've got a little home video out there. There's some Tony Kiss has come down from the newspaper. He loves coming to Pinheads, and a lot of pictures are out there. The directions are out on the website. So go to pinheadsgraveyard.com, and you can get directions and pictures and videos and everything, and it'll tell you how to get down here. Normally, tonight and tomorrow night, we'll be open up to around midnight. Monday night, we'll probably close around when it starts to slow down, normally about 10 during the week, give or take.
Well, Otis, you, sir, are a man after my own heart, and we will keep reminding people they need to get out there and experience this if they really do want to have their entire worldview shattered in the creepiest way possible. So happy Halloween to you, sir, and I will be back in touch with you with a proper analysis of this paranormal photo you captured there out in the woods.
Sounds good. Happy Halloween. We always enjoy talking to you on the phone. It's one of the many highlights of our year, and we certainly appreciate it. But, yeah, just stay in touch, and we'd love to come down here one night and try to figure out what this demon is walking through the woods, because it's getting a lot more than what it was last year. And so I don't know if we made it mad being down in here or what. So
I bet you did. And of course, right now, people need that type of release. They need to face the evil, the wickedness, and you're helping them do that. So, again, happy Halloween to you, sir. And I hope everybody goes to pinheadsgraveyard.com to experience the madness. And it's wonderful to always touch base with you every Halloween weekend.
Definitely. We look forward to it. So,
all right, well, folks.
Hey, we got some screamers coming down the road right now.
Okay, all right. Hey.
I think I might kill one of them just for you, Joshua.
Okay, why don't we listen and let's just hear what you do to them, okay?
Here we go. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right, folks.
Stupid kids, once you got yourselves turned around backwards and got themselves lost in you. Welcome to Pinhead Graveyard. I'm Otis, that's Captain Spawn and my sister Baby. Are we having a hoot tonight? Said, are we having a hoot, little girl? Here's the deal. I need one of y'all to stay down here with me. So who's it going to be? Which one do you want spotted? Everybody say hi to Joshua Warren right now. Speaking of strange radio interview, I think we're going to take this one up to Joshua, Captain Spaulding. Can we do that, Princess? Hunting humans, it ain't nothing but nothing. You all run like scared little bunny rabbit. Run, rabbits, run! Run, rabbit. Y'all get out of here.
All right, excellent. Well, there you have it, my friends. Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. I'm actually happy we have our nice little tame fire here, because I don't think my nerves and my heart and my blood pressure could take being at Pinhead's Graveyard. I really don't. You know, my doctors advised me not to go to Pinhead's Graveyard this year.